Parshas B'Shalach, it's a very complex parsha. Vayhi B'Shalach Paro was home. Lo nochom Elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karofu. It's an incredible mechilta. Ki yomar Elokim peinichem ha'om b'rosem milchomo b'shovu Mitzrayim. Klai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. Now it's not easy to leave a place where you've been there, your father's been there for 210 years. Klai Yisrael have been there. Especially Klai Yisrael have been there. V'amru niyo kamitzim. They wanted to become like Egyptians. They began integrating. They were separate, they were together. Sort of like the confusion of a lot of American Jews. What are you? You're American, you're a Jew, you're this, you're that. And the tour says that at the end, when Moshe told them, after Makas B'choros, after the whole thing is finished, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to send the Malach to schlep everyone out, otherwise they wouldn't have left. They wanted to leave, they were this. V'hi b'shalach paros ha'om, v'onochem Elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karofu. Ki omar Elokim peninochem ha'om b'rosa milchomo v'shovu Mitzrayim. Had people, they had been slaves for 83 years. And it's not easy for a slave, and he's going to have to confront battle and stand up with a sense of self-worth, self-confidence, because the whole idea of slavery is to break a person's self-confidence. We'll go back. And the Mechilta asks, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them stay 40 years in the Midbar? And that's a very strange question. The answer is, because the Chet HaMeraglim, 40 years, that's what it is. Says the Mechilta, because if they had come into Eretz Yisrael, this would have gone Lezeso, this one would have gone Lekarmo, this one would have gone Lesadeu, for Torah Matahela. Had they gone straight into Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them all the opportunities for Parnasa there, they would have had no Shayus to Torah. Ella, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He kept them in the Midbar for 40 years. Acha Torah Nivlebei Varim. Until the Torah went through their whole being, every part of them were full of Torah. Because 40 years in the Midbar, what did they do? There was no business there. There's no farming there. There's nothing there. So they woke up in the morning. They went to a shiur by Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rambam writes in the Zakdoma. And then they went to a Chazar shiur given by Aaron HaKohen. And then they went to another Chazar shiur. And they went to another Chazar shiur. Heard the same shiur over four times. Then the next morning, another shiur from Moshe Rabbeinu. 40 years. And then the Torah Nivle Bevar. The answer is, so what's that have to, that's not quite the Pashas of the Psukim. Klal Yisrael now are leaving Mitzrayim. They come to Yam Suf. And standing there on Yam Suf, they see Vayisu b'nei Yisrael aseinehem v'nei Mitzrayim nosei achareyem v'yirumod. Now here they used a very strange thing. Paro has been absolutely destroyed there in Mitzrayim. But when they see Paro coming with an entire army, and they're used to the sense of inferiority against Paro, they tremble again. And then an amazing thing happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go into the Yam Suf. Now that statement by Klal Yisrael of their going into Yam Suf, if you stop and think, they're trembling, they're slaves, the masses are chasing after them. Yam Suf. And Yam Suf doesn't split until they go in. You know, Nachshon Ben Aminadab jumps in and everyone follows him in. And they come through. Mitzrayim gets destroyed. And they see the destruction of Mitzrayim. And then there's Shiras Hayam. Shiras Hayam is a statement about Klal Yisrael, about the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zekeli va'anvehu, lokei ovi ba'avramenu, says Rashi, v'chvodu nigla aleihem, v'aron osa be'etzba, osa shivchal hayam ashel ro'u nevi'im. They were raised to a higher madrega of nevuah at that point than any of the subsequent nevi'im. And the Rambam says in Shmona Prakim, they stayed on that madrega for the 40 years in the Midbar. Because they, in the 40 years in the Midbar, they were eating mon, they had the Anan HaKavod, there's the Amud HaAnon and the Amud HaEsh, and that uplifted them to unbelievable madrega, higher than any Navi. Then, so what's the goal? Nochisa v'chastecho amzuga alto. You've led with your chesed the nation that you redeemed. Nehalta ba'ozcho al nevei kodshecho. And here we begin talking about the Beis Hamikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading us, and what is the ultimate goal? Nevei Kodshecho, the Beis Hamikdash. And then we say, Ad Yavo Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavo Amcha Kanisa. Ad Yavo, Rashi says, Kitargumo. What does that mean? Adi Aver Amo Hashem es Arnuno, Adi Aver Amo Donan de Prakto es Yordena. Kodesh Baruch, just like HaKadosh Baruch led them through Yam Suf, it's going to lead them through Nachal Arnon and through the Yarden. Two unbelievable nisim. What was the nes of Nachal Arnon? So Rashi later tells us an amazing thing. The enemies are waiting in the mountain. Kadosh Baruch Hu pushed the mountain together, separated the mountain, and killed the enemies. It's a nes that Klal Yisrael didn't witness. But there's another nes. They crossed the Yarden. And that's quite different than the nes of crossing Yam Suf. The Netzer crossing Yam Suf, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He brought a wind, and the wind blew, and the person who was not on the Madrega to see the Gilui Shechina, the Erev Rav, could have made a mistake. That's just a natural occurrence. Kadosh Baruch Hu always leaves room for insensitive people who don't want to see the Yad Hashem to make a mistake. Sometimes he leaves no room. Sometimes he leaves room. Yam Suf, there was a Gilui Shechina. And all of Klal Yisrael are Gilui Shechina, but there were a lot of other people there. The other people were given a way of saying, okay, it's the wind, it's a this, it's a that. But just what imagine what happens when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. The Yarden is a flowing river. This is the Gemara in Sota points out. It's a flowing river. And a flowing river all of a sudden stops. Klal Yisrael are walking through. The river continues flowing. All of a sudden the water is piling high and high and high and high and high. And the river continues to flow. Nowadays, the Yarden is not much of a river because all the dams. But once it was a very powerful, strong river. And as it continues to flow, and you have 3 million people walking through, it goes and goes out of Shemayim. And there was no room for anyone at that point, as they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, to have any suffix that it's a nes nigla beyond description. And the moment the last person stepped out of the Yarden onto dry land, that entire skyscraper of water came crashing down. Unbelievable. And that is Klal Yisrael left the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael with unbelievable nes. And now they're on their own. But they're not on their own. Spent 40 years on the Madrega of Nevi'im. And what does the Pasuk say? Tivi'emo v'sito'emo b'har nachoscha mochon l'shiftucha po'alto Hashem. But as they cross the Yarden with the Nisim, where are they heading? So the Pasuk says, Tivi'emo, you will bring them, the Sito Emo, and you will plant them. Bahar Nachloscha, in our Abayis, Mochon Leshiftecho, Po'al Tashem. That is the designated place for Hashras Hashchina. Klal Yisrael's entry into Eretz Yisrael, yes, there's a goal. As we said 2 weeks ago in Parshas Va'era. Parshas Va'era says the ultimate goal is L'kachti etzchem li lo'om u'yisu lochem le'elokim v'yedatem ki ani Hashem Elokeich ve'avesi etzchem el aretz. It's the fifth goal. The fifth goal. So I talked then someone Hill Greenwood is not here, comes another. Rambam talks about the fifth ghost, yeah. What's the fifth ghost all about? What's this fifth thing? Why do we not count the Arba Lashonah Segula? Because there's a very big difference between what we say in Va'era and we say in B'Shalach. We come into Eretz Yisrael. Why do we come into Eretz Yisrael? What gives Eretz Yisrael that unique position? It's our national homeland. No. So the Pasuk says, you know why? Because I'm heading towards the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Beis HaMikdash? Take a look in Parshas Bechukolsai. So, when he's saying Bechukolsai Teilechu, V'nasati Mishkani Besochachem. That means the Beis HaMikdash is the mokom of Hashroas Hashchina. When people develop, V'lokachti Eschem Lilam, and they integrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of their lives, and they develop that keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they elevate their lives to a level of Kedusha that's possible in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is not a constant. And this is a major point of Chaim Volozhin makes in Nefesh HaChayim. The existence of a Beis HaMikdash or the non-existence of a Beis HaMikdash has nothing to do with the Romans, has nothing to do with the Babylonians, and has nothing to do with all those people running around demanding that now that we have whatever in the White House, we're going to build a Beis HaMikdash. It has nothing to do with that. That's not going to build a Beis HaMikdash. That's not going to bring a Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaMikdash happens when Klal Yisrael are on a certain level of Kedusha. And on that level of Kedusha, they're able to have the Gilui Shechina and the Asara Nisim that happen every day in the Beis HaMikdash. When we lift ourselves up to that level of Kedusha, then there is automatically going to become a Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the pasuk in Bechukosai says. You build yourself up, Bechukosai Telesh, to Amelim Batorah. And you build yourself up to such a Madrega, them and a Sati Mishkani Besochach. I'll make sure this Beis HaMikdash. And it's a Gemara, an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, call door, any door that the Beis HaMikdash is not built in that time. It's Nechrav in that time. What are Chazal trying to tell us? Chazal say, if there's no Beis HaMikdash today, the ninth day of Shvat, Tov Shinayin Zayim, you know why? Because we're not on the right Madrega. And would there be a Beis HaMikdash, and we'd be in the Matzah where today, that would demand the destruction of a Beis HaMikdash. And Reb Chaim Volozhin Nefesh HaChayim quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says that when the Babylonians and the Romans came in, people were confident there's no way they can enter the Beis HaMikdash. Said, listen, the Kedusha is so intense that if someone goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh not in the right way, he dies on the spot. So how are they going to penetrate? How did Titus HaRoshu was able to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh? If anyone who went in would die in the spot if he did was entered improperly. So the Zohar Kodesh answers, you know how? Because it was like grinding wheat that's already been ground. What is Isaiah saying? Klal Yisrael, inject Kedusha into this world or remove Kedusha from this world. Our Madrega of Kedusha is what elevates the world or brings it down. By the time Titus HaRosha, when Nebuchadnezzar Rosh came to the Beis HaMikdash, by our bringing our Madrega down, we had so lowered the level of Kedusha that it was just, the Beis HaMikdash was an empty shell. The Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash is what we put into it. So what is it? We come to Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 years made sure that we're on that Madrega 40 years, they learned Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu nonstop. Surrounded by Nisim all the time. The way their clothes were, the way their health was, everything. He put them on a certain madrega, brought them to Israel with a massive nace, and says, and you know where we're going? If we can maintain that madrega, we'll be zocha to a beis hamikdash. But it's up to you to maintain that madrega. And Klal Yisrael up and down and up and down. Yes, avodah zarah, not avodah zarah, struggling with themselves to maintain a madrega, to finally, in the time of David and Shlomo, beis hamikdash is built. But that building of the Beis HaMikdash reflects Madreig of Klal Yisrael. Lossed Lavo said the building of a Beis HaMikdash and the coming of Mashiach has nothing to do with anything that a lot of crazies running around this country, they're going to make sure there's a Beis HaMikdash, they're going to make sure there's Mashiach. Don't say, it means Klal Yisrael building themselves up to a certain madrega. And each individual is responsible for himself and the people he influences. And the ultimate goal of coming into Eretz Yisrael, Ve'eves Chemes Ha'aretz, is to be Yemu V'sitayim Ha'ar Nachosa, to get to that highest madrega. Now, that highest madrega, Hashem Yimloch Olam V'ar. What does that mean? That means we look forward to a day of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu being recognized in the entire world as Bias HaMashiach. That depends on us. It'll happen. We have to bring Mashiach. We bring Mashiach by uplifting ourselves, maintaining that Madrega, deserving Mashiach, and deserving a Beis HaMikdash. And then Vayasa Moshe Yisrael Miyamsuf. They had a Nisayon. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them? On the way to Kabbalah HaTorah, on the way to Eretz Yisrael, or on the way to Beis HaMikdash, and then all of a sudden they get hit with a massive amount of gold and silver of the Bizas Hayam. Unbelievable wealth thrown right in their face. And there's a tension. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them matana. He promised to them. Now they're getting it. They can view it up. The nevuah is mekuyam. They take what they can get. Vayasa. Rashi says, "He siyam bal korchum." If the Yamsuf keeps throwing out gold and silver and diamonds and rubies and jewels, everything, unbelievable wealth. Let's keep sitting here. What do we have to go after Eretz Yisrael for? What do we have to get a Kabbalah Satorah for? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "You're getting distracted." Let's go ahead. Shams Fahoya, and now we have an interesting pasuk. Vahoyim Shamoa Tishma Lakola Shemelokecho, Vayoshabin of Tasa, Vazantel Mitzvosov, Shams Samlo Chokumishpot for Sham Nisoh. They came tomorrow. So the Gemara tells an unbelievable thing. They got out this gold and silver, and they're moving towards Har Sinai. Okay, Moshe got them moving away from, there's no more gold and silver, it's all finished. They're moving towards Har Sinai, for Lo Motzu Mayim, 3 days without Limud HaTorah. 3 days without Limud HaTorah. A Jew can't go 3 days without being water. It's like going 3 days without water. And Shom Samlo Choku Mishpot. What does that mean? V'mora Nosan Lehem Miktsas Parsha Shaltor Shis Askubahem Shabbos Upar Aduma V'dinim. The fact that they should maintain that madrega that they had with the Gila Shechina and everything, with all that money in their pocket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give them Torah to keep learning and learning on the way. If they didn't keep learning and they had that money in their pocket, not going to work. They'll never make it to Har Sinai. And it's a takona. That's why we lay on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Now, sometimes I wonder, it's the reason this Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday. Very big reason. And it's a major machlokas rishonim. Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas yochid, a chovas tzibur. The one who say it's a chovas yochid say, not every, which is a chovas yochid? It's the Ramban, the Ran. It's a chovas yochid and a chovas tzibur. We learn in Shabbos, chovas tzibur, part of Mikra Kodesh. Learn Monday, Thursday, plus Shabbos, shulchu shloshish yom b'litera. Every Jew has to make sure that he doesn't go 3 days without Torah. And sometimes I wonder, to me it's a big kasha on people. Someone comes back to the United States, goes back to England, goes back to South Africa, gets very involved in business, and doesn't manage to have solid siddurim. Nor does he manage to make it to Minyan in the morning. He davens, everything. There's a chiyuv. What is the Chazal telling us? You go 3 days without Torah, You've lost the madrega in your Yiddishkeit. And not only, what is he saying? Chazal had to spend 40 years in the Midbar, learning Torah Yom V'Laila to be ready to enter Eretz Yisrael in a Torah-dika way. That's after Kriyas Yam Suf, and it's after Maimon Har Sinai, and after everything. In order to hold on to something, you need Limud HaTorah. It raised an unbelievable madrega, Kriyas Yamsu. The way you hold on to it is Limud HaTorah. Continual Limud HaTorah. That's the way you hold on to a madrega and up your madrega. And that is the story of Klal Yisrael here is the story of every one of us. There are certain times in life people get very inspired. Certain times in life people get very uplifted. But when they do, then they have to make sure they continue to hold on to that Hesiris. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, times of Hesiris. Many things are times of Hesiris. And Chazal are busy telling us throughout, how do you hold on to a certain madrega that you get? How do you take that madrega and go even higher? You come into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a kerem and a zayis and a sadeh. Wonderful. But after 40 years in the midbar of sitting and learning Torah nonstop, he expects you to keep doing that. And if you don't do that, you're not going to hold on to your madrega, and you're not going to be able to push to up the madrega to get to a Beis HaMikdash. Because when they came into Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole different world. It's very different than being in the Midbar. They come into Eretz Yisrael. The mon doesn't fall on their doorstep every day. The water doesn't come out of a rock. There's no anana covered around them. They have to worry about their clothes. You don't have simlos chalovos melecho. There's no amudu eish. There's no amudu anon. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu. So, what the Michilta says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what do I want from you? Before I give you a Beis HaMikdash, I've set everything up for you. Now you have to take it and apply it within normal life to keep growing and developing with all the Torah that's Nivul B'Evarim. And that is through Limud HaTorah. And that's why Chazal said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't kept them 40 years in the Midbar doing it, it wouldn't have become so much part of their being that they'd keep doing it afterwards. It's a nice experience. Took off some time. We did it. Okay, right. No. It has to be, Nivul B'Evarim has to be part of your whole essence. And only then are you going to get to the aim of a sita, aim of a harnachos, mochel, and shiftach. You'll be planted deeply in Eretz Yisrael on that madrega. And that is something that is a very deep part of a Jew's mitzvahs. The deep part of a Jew's mitzvahs is, go back, who am I? What am I? That's what I said. Lokachti eschem li la'om, o yisi lochem le'elokim, v'yedatem ki ani Hashem lokechem. We are, that is the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. If it wasn't to become lokachti eschem li la'om, o yisi lochem le'elokim, we should still be back in Mitzrayim. You know what that means? Watch sometimes what the high level of the people there. And then you'll see what we'd be without this. V'yidatem. V'yidatem means it's part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of our essence, our being, something inseparable from ourselves, and the only way we get there is through Limud HaTorah. Every day at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we say a very interesting thing. After we finish the Bakoshas, we'd say, then we have Hodah, we ask for Shalom, and we'd say, Yirotzim ufenecho Hashem elokeinu v'keinu v'oseinu. Shehebone beis hamigdosh b'mheir b'yomeinu. V'sein chalkeinu b'sor v'secho. What's Limud HaTorah have to do with this? What's it all about? The answer is the Beis HaMikdash. Wonderful. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash represents a high madrega in Yiddishkeit, a high madrega of our keshet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we'll have a whole different Havanas HaTorah. The Rambam writes at the end of Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Malachim. It's amazing medrash. The Medrash says that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was sitting next to the Churban HaBayis and crying. And a Greek philosopher came up to him and said, listen, you're a very smart man. You've taught me all my wisdom. But how is such a smart man like you crying over Eitzim Vavonim? Yirmiyahu turned to him and says, where did I get all my chokhmah from? From these Eitzim Vavonim. Yirmiyahu says, what is the whole connection we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Beis HaMikdash? that gives us the greatest and deepest havanas ha-Torah and havana in the world. And that's how we hold on to that madrega. And this is a yesod not only for Beis HaMikdash, yesod for life today. Our madregas in Yiddishkeit are determined by my madrega in everything, determined simply by the degree to which our minds are preoccupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. And to the degree that we, our minds are preoccupied in elsewhere, so there's no way we can hold on to any madrega in Yiddishkeit. That's something you have to know, you have to understand. It has to be an integral part of your planning for whatever you're going to do with your life. The Yom HaTorah is not a luxury. The Yom HaTorah is not something you do in extra time. That's the idea of Kriyasitam HaTorah. Kriyasitam HaTorah means it's just like every human being knows, part of his essence, and he can't live without it, is eating and drinking and sleeping and doing everything else he needs for his body. And he doesn't think, okay, I'm too busy today, I'll skip the three meals, I'll skip the meals for the next 5 days. He knows. His body can't exist without it. So two parshas B'Shalach says, your neshama can't exist without Limud HaTorah. You can't hold on to any madrega for your neshama without Limud HaTorah. And just as the body needs food, the neshama needs food. And what's the food for the neshama? It's Limud HaTorah.